This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
One thing about budget strife is it gets a lot of folks to the table thinking a little bit more outside of the box than we've ever thought before.
But is House Speaker Taylor Barra going to broker a solution or encourage continued strife? A panel discussion put on by the Public Affairs Research Council last week gave some insight into the speaker and the conflicts between his House and the Edwards administration. The topic was budget fixes. What can be done now, and what can be done with another special session? Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden was frank.
Obviously, when the regular session ends, there's going to be cuts imposed.
And Darden says those cuts should include TOPS.
It is not to try and put legislators in a position where they're uncomfortable because these are popular items. It's because that's where the dollars are.
Barra isn't so sure TOPS needs to be cut back or that another special session is needed right away.
An unsuccessful session in June helps no one at the end of the day. If it's determined that we have shaved every department as much as we can shave them and they are living within what they can live with, then does that give momentum to seriously consider some revenue possibly?
If you think there's a more responsible way to do it, have at it. We want to talk about it, but I will tell you that I'm fairly confident there is not a way to comfortably make the cuts such that there will not be a need to have some kind of additional revenue.
We will certainly not agree on how we get there, but we are speaking. Not speaking doesn't get us anywhere.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.